I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're tending to some show business right now, so you got to stick with us. We will get into the Redskins struggling first team offense this hour. At 1 o'clock, the big one, a Redskins stock report. And at 1:30 today, Barry's for Lugo of the Washington Post with an update on who's in and who's out, who's getting healthier for the Washington Nationals. The tweets are streaming in at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny for me.
People do want to occupy the remaining couple of spots in our Listener Fantasy League, a live draft at a sports bar with appetizers and drinks flowing and just fun football banter with your pals Grant and Dan.
Humor.
We have decided we are going to kick out Damon and Oxon Hill. We are going to kick out
Andrew.
Andrew never claimed his team, so that's at least two spots. Mike and Gaithersburg, we're not sure yet. We gotta discuss that, I guess.
Further. I think it's not anti-Mike. We all love Mike. Here, this is Mike's latest contribution to the show.
This is the thing, though.
Shame.
Shame on us if we kick out the guy who sends us gifts all the time.
But here's the thing. You can still be a Grant Danny P1. You could still be in the inner sanctum. You could still be in the circle. You could still listen to the show and consume it. You just, maybe this time you don't get to play fantasy football. You can take a year off.
That's kind of my thought.
So he is not on the clock? Is that what we're saying? That he can't call in by two?
Well, he would have already called in if he was listening. So let's start with that.
Well, the lines are locked.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you yet on that. Let me propose something and suggest something.
Not being in the fantasy league doesn't mean we don't like you. We love Damon.
We only have 14 spots.
Same goes for you, Danny.
People don't like me. That's hilarious. That's the difference.
That's really funny. Part of me says we should just have 14 new people participate, but then I don't like that either because I want to hang with Wookie and Phil and all the guys at the draft.
Second Phil.
Elgin.
Both Phils.
Phil and Alexandria, yeah. So then I think we got to keep the guys that did it well. Like Guy Loren, he deserves to be back.
Of course he does. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people deserve, and one of my favorite Wire quotes is, deserve ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Let me throw this idea at you. The four horsemen, these four guys, again, I don't deserve it, but out of the goodness of your champion, Brendan Dar, and my friend, Grant Paulson, I'm backhand, two-thirds majority rule.
Not Tommy.
Now, the appeals panel would have had me kick right out if it was up to Tom. We have our four, and we just got to do 10 new people. In the spirit of fairness, because if we start choosing one over the other, it's like when you're a parent of a kindergartner, you can invite all the boys or all the girls to the birthday, but you can't exclude people.
I don't like that
people.
As much as picking and choosing based on last year. I think last year should mean something. I also like the idea of the continuity of carrying over year to year. I mean, the reason those people got in initially is because they're some of our most loyal listeners.
They earned it.
Yes.
They earned it.
I like earning things. So keep the guys that deserve it. Boot out the guys that stunk either at fantasy or aren't that involved in the show, and we move forward.
All right, so Mike and Gaithersburg, just relinquish your spot. How about that?
Here's my suggestion, though. Tom brought this up, and I actually like this. He said, why don't we bump it up to 16 teams? Now, before you scream about 16 teams and how awful 16 teams leagues are, which they are, what is the point of this? To engage essentially with listeners,
yeah.
To do bits on draft night, really, to then have additional bits where people call in and make fun of us when they're playing us or beating us or having bets on the show over the course of the year. The last part on the list here for me, I don't know about you guys, is actually like the football on Sunday of like, I have other leagues that are very important that are a lot of, you know, money or whatever. This is not that.
This is for bits.
This is for fun. This is for shtick. So if we do 16 listener league, that means we're just adding two extra people who can play, and I like that idea.
I actually like it, too, believe it or not. Because if this was, according to the authenticity of fantasy football, we need to certain rules of the FFCA. I don't care about any of that. I'm with you. This is a bits facing and a bit priority league.
Tommy, thoughts?
Well, since I suggested it, I'm all about 16 teams. I would be cool with making it a 20-team league.
Now, if we're cool with 16, do you still want to kick me out?
Well, no, we're bumping it up because you said there's not enough spots because you have to take one of the final two spots.
Dar.
I hate this idea so much.
But you get that football is like less important than the number of people we can get to come out to.
No,
for this thing,
I want to defend my championship. So yeah, the football is what's important to me.
Okay,
I see.
But you want a 14-team league? That feels better than winning 12. It feels a lot better than winning 10. You win 16, that's saying something. That'll be the first, probably the only 16-team league you'll ever win.
I didn't even want to do 14 last year, and I fought you on it because 14 is too many teams.
He did fight us on it.
He did, but he misses the point of what the league is.
No, I know what the point of the league is.
He just doesn't care.
I just want to win.
He disregards it.
I get that.
You were going through people's fantasy football history and judging on whether or not they won in the past on if they should be in now.
Yes.
But in the opposite way.
If you don't play at all, and you don't, like, keep up with it,
right,
and we only have a couple of spots, I'm saying let's create more spots so we don't have to annoy anyone who likes the show, and we get to bring more people in.
But if it's all about bits and fellowship, why does their past performance matter at all?
Because I am trying to create an opportunity for people to play who will participate.
He wants less Andrews. We want to avoid the Andrews situation.
I get the Andrews situation. But you Mike don't. In Gaithersburg is the king of bits. And putting him on the chopping.
He didn't do any bits with us last fall, really, about the Fantasy Football League. I don't think he knew he was in the league after week four. He did bits about the Shane Bell. I like that. I'm a Mike in Gaithersburg guy. You're trying to make me not a Mike in Gaithersburg guy. I don't appreciate that. But if you'd have said, hey, name five people in the Fantasy League last year, I would have forgot he was in it. He was not doing bits after draft night. He wasn't that engaged.
He was doing bits with the show.
Yes, sending us Shane Bells. Things like that.
Do you remember Mike in Gaithersburg? In November.
I do. Mike was active on all the chat stuff.
Yeah.
On the S talking and whatever on the main Yahoo site that we use. Hit like Phil and Mike in Gaithersburg. I think we're running down Mike in Gaithersburg incorrectly. If it's about bits, then Mike
right,
should be in. If it's
saying.
Not, then let's give
Listen,
someone else a chance.
Kick Andrew out. Kick Damon out. That's fine.
I think it's about bits on draft night. I agree with that. I also think that if you're in the league, I want you to play fantasy football.
I think we're missing the point, and we haven't brought this to the air yet, but there was a guy that essentially got into the league because he sent us a pizza.
That's true.
That's true.
Bastard.
If we bump it up to 16 teams, that leaves what? Six open spots. Now it's a competition. Now how bad do you really want to be in this league?
Are we? Let's
Prove
vote
it to
right
us.
Now, though, really quickly. Danny, you're up for 16.
Yes.
Tom, you're up. Okay, so three out of the four of us are in, so it's a 16-team league. Good luck defending your title.
I mean, I'm still going to win. It's just
very,
more bodies to go through.
Let's just go rapid fire here. Travis and Alexandria wants in. Travis, what do you think we should do?
Well, I want in, so I'm all for bumping up to 16. I've never played in a 16-team league, so it'll be a challenge, but I love fantasy football. I'm a big listener.
Are you?
I came to your event yesterday. I'm there.
Okay,
oh, Travis asked a question.
Hear. Kevin in Leesburg, what's up?
Sorry, why are you saying he's out? He never played in a 16-team league before? None of us have, for God's sakes.
By the way, never would. Kevin, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Doing well, guys. Love listening to the show. I actually listen every day. Called and helped out Grant with a problem with his electrical issue, I think. He had a problem with the GFI.
Yes,
Kevin, that was meaningful.
Yes, he did a little bit. Helped him out a little bit.
Rod in D.C.,
yes,
what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Rod, do you play fantasy football better than you bowl?
Well, that's why I need to be in the league, so I can prove to you that I do.
Frank and Reston, what do you think about all this? What are your ideas listening to our fantasy football banter?
Well, I think it's great. I think if I was in, I'd love to be in. If I can't be on the team, I hope you set up a mental pup list for those that aren't able to maintain their positions appropriately.
That's actually a good idea. Just boot people completely.
And we
from
can
the
do that.
Like live? Boot them
I've
live?
I've got to be able to lock the roster and just give it to someone else. Ron in Leesburg.
Hey, I'm ready to be in the league, guys. I'm a retired athletic director with some spare time on my hands, finally.
Ooh.
Ready to have
you.
Some smack talk.
Now, what are your Grant and Danny credentials? Are you a regular listener?
Yes. I've just never been able to call in. I've always been working at schools.
All right. Well, we like that.
Thank you, Ron.
On your hands. Here's my question. Oscar's in Stafford has chimed in here. Oscar, I'm curious. How should we give away the spots, in your opinion?
We should give it away. I'm not sure, honestly, but I would definitely appreciate it if I could join. I'm in three leagues already, in a keeper league, and I would greatly appreciate it. I'm a great smack talker. I would help you guys out a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dude.
I mean, we're not giving anything away now. I'm just kind of taking the temperature for the people.
I think what we should do for giveaways, I think we should, like, hold it as a prize and do, like, you know, like Grant or Danny trivia, where like someone's on the clock and you can't just answer like one thing, yes or no. You got to know some stuff about us.
The most difficult Grant or Danny ever.
Like you just, if you prove that you're in,
yeah,
then maybe you get a shot at this thing.
Brett is in Fairfax. How should we give away these spots in the league?
I think it should be based on a trivia challenge. Who would know you two the best?
Yeah.
And I've been a listener since you guys have even started, since Danny was even with Holden when you were, Grant, were on the beat. So I've been listening to you guys for quite some time.
Much appreciated, Brett.
Thank you, bud.
I think Grant or Danny, I think he's got a good idea. Here's what we'll do. We'll come up with exactly how we're going to do it, and we will tell you today. We'll give you a couple-day warning. It'll be later this week, like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
And we will have some type of competition for the right for all of you guys to compete for what it will be the last six or so spots in this league.
I don't know if you
could do a 16-team league in Yahoo. Maybe you.
You can.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So then we would have six open spots, which is plenty, for new blood. And then hopefully Danny won't finish 15th out of 16.
You, for one guys can who only won't hope. Do bits, it'll be great. It'll be fun.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Looking forward to that. So make sure you stay tuned for exactly how we're going to give out those spots in our fantasy league. Next, the Redskins offense can't move the ball with the starters on the field against number ones yet. Should we be concerned?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.